You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
99-78, your final. Pelicans 3-1 in summer league play, defeating the Cleveland Cavaliers. What did you think of the game last night? Nikhil Alexander-Walker, 26 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. Jackson Hayes, 13 points, 7 boards, 1 assist, and at 3-pointer is what has Travis, who's joined us live here at Vinny's today, talking about it more than anything else. Love to get your opinions from it, Pels fans. Give us a call, 800-998-1003. John Forkey is going to join us bottom of the hour. We'll talk a little NFL topics here or there. And I just tweeted it out because I just want to know, honestly, what you think. Top three receiving corps in the NFL, who are they? The Saints are not in the top 10. You can argue with me on that. I don't feel they are. Like the receiving core. I'm not talking about the passing game. About the receiving corps. So we can talk a little bit about that here as well. I know Travis wants to touch on Melvin Gordon and what that might mean for a couple of other Saints players, perhaps more importantly in the NFL. If you don't know what I'm talking about, the Chargers running back flat out said, hey, I want a new deal. If not, trade me. Very rare you see that. And he's trying to position himself a little bit there with some power move. We'll talk a little bit about that again. And also, coming up in hour number three, more of your phone calls, tweets, and comments. We had Brennan Mathurin on. Public Information Officer of LaFouche Sheriff's Office. Joey, I want to make sure I get this right. Basically, it says tomorrow morning. Right now, it's recommended evacuation south of the levee and the floodgates protection system over there. Tomorrow, 6 a.m., they're going to call for a mandatory evacuation.
Right now, mandatory is Grand Isle, and recommended is Port Fouchon, and they're recommending south of the floodgate, which is about a quarter of the south area of our listening audience. So, you know, come across the intercoastal here where we got a better reception. You can have fun.
Exactly.
So, and buy a beverage.
And buy some beverages. Exactly right. I plan on making sure that I make some pit stops on my way to the house later.
A Jordan
today.
Snowball. And,
yeah,
you know.
Jordan snowballs, exactly. All of that here as well. Yeah, make sure you have your little grand
just be safe.
Something for Jordan.
That was one thing they wanted me to pass on also. That they're doing road construction in some areas. We don't stop for storms. Just be careful of the people on this side of the road that have hard hats.
Yeah.
And where it says minute work, it's not the band. It's just a bunch of guys working. Please have respect.
Jordan, let's have a little fun with this. Because I was going to do it to pick on you, but I think we can have some fun on it. What is your absolute must? What is part of your must of storm prep that you need?
Electricity.
No. I'm talking about like when you go to the store and get it. Like, what is it?
Store prep.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, generator.
Cheesy
poops. I'm talking about
like food and beverage, man. Food and beverage.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get under your skin.
What exactly, like, what is, you know, like today when I hit the store with the wife and kid, that's making it to the grocery cart. What is it? In the name of preparation. Travis, I think it might be the white cheddar cheesy poops. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm craving some cheesy poofs right now. I really, the little balls that they got are tremendous. Yeah. Just say.
I think lunch meat. I mean, that
lunch
meat.
Sandwich stuff. I think you're thinking of food.
How are you going to keep it cold?
You get a cooler, sir.
I guess you could.
Storm prep here.
Yeah, like, it's a storm prep. I'm just asking. He's just saying this. He wants a
nice
sandwich.
Have you been in a storm before?
Nice sandwich. Right. What is your go-to? What is absolutely a must for you?
Ooh. Honestly, I don't know.
That's because you don't have to plan, do you?
No, I do.
Yeah.
My fiance would say a bottle of Hennessy.
Well, it's funny you say that. The kettle, cucumber, and mint might be
here
purchased
we go
today.
Again.
I'm just saying. I mean, look, it's a couple of days. I mean, you know, and the beauty of that is I don't really need ice or anything. I mean, because you have to think about that. You say you can go with the beer, but you better have cold beer.
Yeah.
But
with Travis,
I don't know many people that can drink hot beer.
With Travis,
do you know anyone
said,
that will grab a hot beer and drink it? I have never seen anyone do that.
No.
Have you ever done that? I'm talking about like not iced. Like you buy it like in the middle of the store,
maybe
when it's stacked, and like,
countries.
You know, the Fleur de Lis logo and stuff. You know, the poor people that have to come in there and stack like some sort of.
I don't want to give away too much of my college days, Gus.
Okay.
I plead the fifth here. My fiance might be listening.
Right.
And I love my life and love my wife, and I don't want to
like
be shocked.
Like Sarah says, do you love your life? Okay. Right?
Yeah. I mean, Jordan, have you really been through a storm before?
Oh, you don't I can show you some pictures where I've been on Gilligan's Island before, and I've had to.
Photoshop.
Yeah, that could be Photoshop, no, but.
You've seen the back.
Right, though. So you said Hennessy. So,
makes spam taste
something
good.
That you can have non-cold.
Something that I can
right?
have non-cold. Yeah,
that's what I'm
that
saying.
I would
that's
like. It has to be a beverage.
Red wine. Red wine could be non-cold.
Yeah, fair enough.
I mean, of course, with
I
the bottled waters and things like that.
Coke is fine.
It is funny. The reason I'm saying this, and Jordan, tweet out there. What is your absolute essential food or beverage? Food or beverage, absolute essential. When it comes to storm prep, like what are you making sure makes it into the grocery cart? I'm interested because I guarantee you after the show, when I go to the store, there's going to be at least two aisles in particular that will be barren. The bread and water aisle, which normally might be around one another,
mm-hmm.
and then the beverage aisle.
Yep.
I'm telling you it's going to be barren.
Yep.
It's just, it's a fact.
Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah.
You might
have to go restock some chips and stuff. You know, maybe, I mean, the fruit and vegetable aisle, they're going to be overflowing. I mean, I guess maybe you might go get a bag of apples or something.
You know, and that's the way everyone thinks, you know. Everyone thinks,
it's
you
true,
know.
Though.
It's lunch
true.
Meat, bread, and then they go straight to the chips. And that's like, yeah.
But remember, if you get salty ones, you better have enough water. You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. I think mine would be water.
Water?
Mine would be water,
You're
yeah.
going with water.
Fair
okay.
Enough.
Fair
enough.
Fair enough. Because you can have that cold or warm.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Touché.
So you're not going to eat. You're just going to...
I mean, from what you're saying, Kettle One, cucumber mint, red wine.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're not going to eat either.
No. The beauty of what
He'll be pretty gone off. He won't need food.
Exactly. I'm going to go right to sleep, and when I wake up, the electricity is back, and we're good, and let's go get
not
a burger.
That's pre-planning right there.
It is pre-planning. No,
happened?
Yeah, what happened? It's over.
The season started?
Wait, way to sleep. Me and Carver wrote it out ourselves. Gus, nice job. Well, you could have woken me up if we would have gotten bad.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to this weekend. I have nothing to do.
Your house
I got
floods.
Nowhere to go. I can't be told we need to go do things. Babe, got to stay off the streets.
Yeah, he's a lucky guy. Lucky guy.
You're going to be passed out in your bed, and the bed's going to get taken up by the water. You're just going to float
taken
away.
Taken up by the water? Where do you think I live, man? In
I don't know if it's going to rain that bad.
Living the mean streets of Metairie. We're protected, man. We didn't even get like a puddle yesterday.
Yeah, but as he goes
not
down the road, it's free advertising.
I'm snapping pictures to my mom and wife who's stuck on the interstate for 4 hours laughing. And she's like, I'm eventually going to get home.
Yeah, that's
and I'm
a like, brave well, soul right
yeah. That's horrible.
Well, no, because she's freaking out. She's like, what, you know, like, how's Carver? I see tornado warnings. And I opened the door. My son and I stood on the door frame, and we snapped the picture. There was no water in the driveway, no water in the streets, no puddles in the grass, and just clouds, and it wasn't even raining. And I'm like, we're good.
Yeah, you know, it's
meanwhile, in Orleans Parish.
It's something we need to talk about.
Disaster.
That. About those pictures, sir.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate those 4th of July pictures. I definitely do want to tell you that face to face.
The 4th of July pictures?
Yes, sir.
I forgot what those were.
You smoked some ribs, sir. And
oh.
You bragged about it.
I did
it.
Brag about it.
Yes, you did, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I don't appreciate that.
You're more than welcome to come to a smoking one day. I mean, I love me some smoking some ribs.
That's
three
fine.
Three slabs.
That's fine.
Oh,
but you definitely rubbed it in.
I wouldn't say I rubbed it in. I just showed you the pre and then after.
You know, I'm going to have to, you know, talk to LeBron about that.
See if we can, that's right. Well, LeBron would have them smoked already and then presented, you know, to them. So we going with silver platter, Jordan? What kind of ribs, too? It might be like baby llamas or something, you know? I mean, I don't know. What would the king, what kind of ribs would the king have? Not us.
Baby llamas.
They wouldn't have, like, normal spare ribs.
I don't know.
He's
many,
having special
how many,
ribs.
How many people has he dunked on? Jason Terry.
Jason Terry's ribs?
Yeah, Jason Terry's ribs for sure. Those ribs are barbecue grilled.
No. That's terrible. 800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime in into the situation as we like to talk about it here. Okay, you wanted to touch on Melvin Gordon. Go ahead. What do you think of him saying, hey, either you give me a new deal or trade me?
I think this just goes along with everything that's happening in the league. I feel like the owners have shown that they have all the power and they want all the power, and they don't want to give any up. And I know a lot of people would say, well, you signed the contract, you have to play it out. A lot of times these guys outplay their contract, and they've signed them to deals that they aren't getting paid, you know, for what they're worth. And sometimes some of those contracts are so front-loaded that it comes to the back half of their contract, and they're not getting anything for the actual work that they're putting in on the field. And those owners are just saying, hey, go out there and finish out this contract. And, no, it's not as simple as, hey, you go out there, you go finish your contract or whatever. Like, if I'm not mistaken, Gus, correct me if I'm wrong, yeah, is Mike Thomas on still his rookie contract?
Yep.
And he's well outplayed that contract.
Yeah, well, they're in talks. And, again, we're 3 weeks away from training camp. We haven't had any updates in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. From when Jeff Duncan tweeted, hey, look, they're $4 million apart. You know, he dropped it to 22. I don't know what he started. You know, highest paid right now is 18. And the Saints said, we're good with that. We're good with making you the top pay to buy a dollar or whatever it is. And that's 18 mil to do that. So, you know, when you look at it from that perspective, okay. That's a good start. I mean, I was on a Kansas City radio station last week and they're like, is he holding out? Is he not? I'm like, look, the fact the Saints started at 18, you're good with, you're fine. You'll negotiate it to 19, 20, something like that. You can maybe add, you can find that other mill or two that he would like per year in bonuses. If you're, you know, Pro Bowler, it's a mill. If you catch 10 passes, it's another half mill. Whatever, you can find ways to do that.
Right.
Is it important from an ego-wise? And I don't mean that in a negative aspect, but I'm sure we've all would have liked to have been called the best at some time.
Yeah.
So, because look, even if he is made the highest paid receiver, Julio wants a new deal. So, you're going to have the title for about a week.
Yeah,
right?
Julio wants a new deal. Mike Evans is going to ask for more.
You said Odell Beckham's going
to
want a new deal. So he may be the highest paid in September, and then in October or at the end of the year, somebody else may have that title.
End of the week, seriously, I mean, that's how the NFL game has been going lately, where everybody just wants to put their stamp on, you know, I am the number one and I want to be paid like I'm number one. Mike is clearly the younger version of the best right now. He's the best young wide receiver we
can
say.
You think he is?
I would say Odell would probably be number one, but you can make a strong argument that Mike is too, because, I mean,
he's definitely, to me, he's three.
Okay.
Top three.
Mm-hmm.
My reason I can't put, like, ahead of Antonio or even Julio to an extent, I mean, the one thing he lacks, and again, this is not a knock, it's just he doesn't have that breakaway, I'm out speed.
The one thing that I do
does
like.
Does that make sense?
No.
He can get open
anywhere. Yeah.
He doesn't drop the ball. You can go to him on third. You can go to him on fourth. The entire stadium knows he's getting it. There's something to be said about always being able to get open when everyone knows it's coming to you and they're trying to prevent you. That makes you an elite receiver. He's an elite receiver. But if I'm going to put you at one, then you have to be able to do things that others don't do. And right now, he can't outrun some of those other receivers. That's my only thing, is that the other guys can take a 5-yard slant and take it to the distance. Mike doesn't do that. Mike doesn't run away from people. Again, look, it is who it is. I'm a nice wagon. I get it. I'm not ripping the guy. But that's why I can't put him one or two when you have two other receivers that can do what he's doing and smoke people.
Yeah.
That's all.
Understood.
Yeah.
I like his attitude towards the team. And makes him number one.
Yeah, no, I like the swagger, man. I like the confidence and everything. No doubt about it. That's Travis. I'm Gus. Jordan's quiet. He's busy. He's tweeting out. Are you still worried? Can you still not word?
No, I was.
It's a simple tweet.
I tweeted it.
What's making the grocery basket today when you go make your prep?
I tweeted that. It didn't tweet. The Wi-Fi kind of messed up.
Oh, now you're blaming the Wi-Fi. It's always somebody else's fault, Travis.
It's Sarah.
Yeah. Very LeBron-like. See what I just did there? It was very LeBron-like.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Sports Takeover, we come back. You know what? We have Travis here. He's a member of the LeBrangeles Lakers. So let's go and look at the West. Let's look at the East. Let's look at what a lot of people are calling probably one of the most anticipated NBA seasons to come. We'll touch on a lot from the Pels win yesterday. Why I'm still excited about the other first-round draft picks, man. It's the Sports Hangover on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
She's my pride and joy. She's my sweet little baby. Locally owned and operated, Rooterman is looking for licensed plumbers, experienced drain cleaners, and plumbing apprentices to join our growing team. We offer full benefits including health, dental, long and short-term disability, paid vacation, and 401k. Rooterman is your local plumbing expert that provides full-service drain cleaning and plumbing repairs throughout the greater New Orleans area. If you're a licensed plumber, experienced drain cleaner, or looking to get into the exciting plumbing field by learning as an apprentice, Rooterman is the place for you. Contact Matthew today to join our dynamic team.
Call Matthew at 504-522-9536.
Terrio, Douay, and Terrio, more than just an insurance company, they're marine insurance specialists. Whether it's fishing boats, cabin cruisers, sailboats, or marine industry, you can trust Terrio, Douay, and Terrio to get you the coverage you need at a price you deserve for your home, your auto, life, fire, and health. They've been taking care of people since 1957. Call Terrio, Douay, and Terrio at 475-5126. Just ask for Lynn Pierce or David O. along Bayou Lafourche in Golden Meadow.
Warm weather means baseball, but it also means swarming termites. Hi, I'm Nichols baseball coach Seth Thibodeau. When I want to strike out termites, I put the local experts Dan Foster and Billy Foster in the game. Terminex targets termites where they live and eliminates the colony. Call the local team at Terminex of Houma for a free inspection and quote on termite protection. It will be a home run.
Terminex is a proud supporter of Nichols Athletics.
Hi, I'm Brittany LaBeouf, a certified athletic trainer for Terrebonne General Medical Center's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that we've given over 4,000 baseline concussion tests to student athletes in Terrebonne Parish at no charge? A baseline concussion test allows the athlete to get back to their sport in the safest manner possible. TGMC's certified athletic trainers supervise the return-to-play protocol at each high school once the physician releases the athlete back to activity. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
Edery Favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town. And we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
You know, I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm pumped up. It's ridiculous. I get it. I know it's summer league, but I love it. The win by the Pels over the Cavaliers last night, 99-78. Travis joining us here over at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie. Super excited to be talking about some of the other NBA storylines we're going to be getting into, some of the teams west and the east. I know you've already given the title to the Lakers, but...
I actually haven't.
You haven't?
No.
Oh!
No.
Don't let LeBron hear that now. Don't let LeBron hear that. But you and I were talking a little bit about this team, the Pelicans, and some of the young players. Alexander Walker, 26 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. Jackson Hayes, 13.7 rebounds and assists. We're going to talk to Jason here in a little bit when he's finished his lunch, but I know he's pumped about the Baby Birds. I've been texting him. I'm like, dude, are you watching these games? The chemistry, the ability to just kind of show and get the flow of the game. We're talking about nicknames. Everyone needs to have a nickname here already. We'll have fun. You like Jackson Hayes with what?
Action Jackson.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if this kid's going to be blocking shots off of and putting people in the first row to stand, then I like Action Jackson. He's going to be a walking highlight reel.
He is, though. Yeah. I mean, I like that nickname, Action Jackson, because it is. It's like everything he does. Out of the 10 made field goals 2 games ago, 9 were dunks, right? I mean, the guy blocked the ball with his armpit. I mean, you know, It's incredible. And as far as Alexander Walker, I think what's been impressive with me, and we spoke about it with Daniel, who had the call yesterday, is I enjoy – he just – he has poise, and he seems like he's just running the offense. And 2 games ago, post-game, he goes, hey, look, I like the fact that they're allowing me and they're trusting me to run the game. They're just, and you just see the flow. And I was, like I said, that song, I got a East Coast easy feel. I'm like, well, maybe we can make it a Gulf Coast easy feel. And you're like, oh, wait a minute. You can do what?
Since we're the Big Easy, call them Little Easy.
See what you just did already? Action Jackson, Little Easy. I mean, right, though? Yeah. I mean, when you watch him play, It's under control. It's relaxed. It's I got you.
I mean, you
that makes sense.
You could call Zion Big Easy since he's going.
Big Easy.
I got
Lil
you. Back.
See
the picture of him on the side.
Yeah, I'm envisioning T-shirts, Jason Giles. T-shirts, man. Entrepreneur, right out of the trunk of our car, man. Come on, let's do it right there underneath the interstate at Claiborne. I mean, we can do it, man. You know,
guy.
I'm just saying, well, this guy, you'd be the first one out there if they involved a little money, a little side money.
Yeah,
why
actually,
you don't want to hustle?
If you actually made money.
Wow. This one's denying that we can hustle a little bit, man.
I don't know. I think we got plans.
Let me tell you something. You know I think we can hustle.
Wait, you know what? Delete that. Hey. Take everything. Hey. None of that just happened.
Hey, when's the last time you walked to the game and you didn't see the entrepreneurs with their own ice chest giving you discounted beverages, right? Bottled water and cans of beer on Poitras from entrepreneurs. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Not legal, but it's not wrong.
Do you have a license?
Hey, look, I'm not asking for a license if you give me a Bud Light for $1.50. I mean, you know, hey, here's two.
Blocking shots with your armpit shouldn't be legal either, but it's happening.
I'm just saying. I mean, you know, you got the ice chest just rolling and, you know. What's the difference between a rolling ice chest on Poitras and, you know, my trunk opened up selling shirts with, you know, some nicknames? I'm just saying.
Then when the feds pull around, you just close your.
What? Well, where the feds come in, man?
They come and buy stuff, too.
Yeah,
what are you talking
exactly.
about?
Give them a discount. Free. Here you go. Pick whatever you want. What size? Double XX?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Hey, what
about,
you got, man? Koozies. I mean, everything, man. Lil Easy, Big Easy, and Action Jackson. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
So we're going to stick with it. I think we just need to. Now we got to figure out a nickname for all of them.
For all of them.
Yeah, for the three of them together, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right.
You know what this is, Travis? He's upset he didn't come up with it. That's what this is. He's upset that he didn't come up with it now.
I'm sorry.
That's all that is. NBA, actually ESPN2 had the game last night. Your guy. Is this your guy? Is this Sam Alipour? I think it is.
Sam Alipour
had the post-game interview. Here it is.
Performance tonight. How are you able to be so successful on the floor?
To be out there. I mean, glory to God. We had two earthquakes, and like it could have been bad. So I'm just thankful to be out there. But my teammates, they gave me confidence. They trust me. Jackson was setting great screens. Coaches gave us a good scouting report, so I knew how to attack the bigs and where the reads are going to be.
Jackson, you've been unbelievably successful. One of the leading scorers here at Summer League. How is it that it's come so easy for you?
I feel like it helps a lot because the floor is so spread now at this level. And just guards like Nikhil give me great passes all the time.
You guys have built an instant chemistry here thus far. How has that come about so quickly?
I mean, me and Nikhil both said now we were both working out with each other in the gym, just me, him, and Didi. And so we all already kind of had the connection. We knew we were going to come out and kill together.
What about that chemistry we just talked about with you and Jackson? Where has it come and how has it developed so quickly as well?
I mean, just two kids enjoying their dream. I mean, he's a great kid, he's humble, and you don't see that in top 10 picks. And so we just out here having fun. And he's giving me the confidence to go out there, and I'm making reads off of him, and we talk a lot.
Now, obviously, the dunk, everyone's talked about it, was all over social media. How many times have you seen the video of that crazy dunk you had?
I've probably seen it about like 1,000 times already. People just sending me, I'm getting tagged in it. I mean, also, I just like looking at it too, so I'm not going to lie.
Now, Nikhil, that dunk I was just talking to him about, everyone's seen it, everyone's heard it. He says he's seen it 1,000 times. But you were the man that made that pass. What did you see there?
I seen Jackson all of a sudden go from here to up here. And my expression was just like, what did I just witness? And I was like so ecstatic for him because that was crazy. And like you said, the hype that he's got off of it and everything's just skyrocketing. But it's a true testament to his work.
Nikhil, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Jackson, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
You know, again, one of the things that you hear early and then they're hugging right afterwards, dude, it's the fact that they're talking, their chemistry. I loved hearing Alexander Walker say, the coaches gave us the scouting, so I knew how to attack their bigs, and we went and did it. Again, coachable.
That guy sounds like a point guard. He talks like a point guard.
Right? Yeah. I mean, you hear him saying, hey, guy, how do you want me to do it? Go. Yeah. And you heard him say, I'm reading off of him. Mm-hmm. And that's what I was talking about with basketball IQ. The game happens, and you can perform. You always hear people say when the game slows down, and you played athletics. You know what mm-hmm. I'm talking about, right? Mm-hmm. When you play safety and you go in and make a play, when you just kind of know and you're reading, you get a sense of where the ball is going to come, you're just going to go fly to it, right? Yeah. When it gets clouded and convoluted, when you're thinking, okay, well, if this guy's moving this way, where is Jordan going to go? Where's the corner and all? It's that hesitation that's all the difference in the world, split second or full second. When you hear a player, because you played sports here, mm-hmm. when you hear a player say, I'm reading off the other player, dude, that's so impressive to me because that speaks volumes of what kind of basketball player or even football player you would be when you can read off of another person's body language what you need to do and not be told it.
Right. Something to think about here. They haven't been together a
long
time.
They practiced, and they have their first practice was Sunday.
Yeah, and they have really good chemistry right now. It's going to be scary to see what the growth of these guys are. I mean, just like you say, I mean, they're so young. They're so he talks like a point guard. He says that he's feeling the guy and what he's doing on the making plays off of him, so to speak. That's an unselfish player. That's what the Pelicans need. The Pelicans need someone that's going to, you know, they need a player that's going to come in and wants to be here,
right.
Wants to feel for the city and says, you know, I'm going to put my stamp down and this is my place.
I think one of the other things, too, that stands out to me that I think is impressive and makes sense to me when you hear them talk about that chemistry, what they can sort of do. Look, and you've heard me talk about earlier this week on the show. And, like, again, I can't wait to talk to Gentry later on when we get to camp, and I don't know what their plans are, but I kind of hope, you know what, we're starting, this is different, this is new, we're starting from scratch, this build. Let's not do the conventional thing of, well, we need to find Jackson Hayes minutes, we need to find Nikhil Alexander maybe some minutes, maybe some of these guys don't, so we know DD's going to go, you know, and play in the other league and stuff. I'm all for, hey, develop a second unit, man, that has their own identity in and of itself. You say, hey, you're the guys. Alexander Walker, you're the point guard. Frank Jackson, you two. I mean, imagine Jackson, Nikhil Alexander Walker, Jackson Hayes, Kenny Hustle, whatever. Like, you're three or four guys. You're gonna sub in for 3 to 5 minutes. And you tell them, hey, we're giving you 13 to 15 minutes a night. Go out there when you practice. You're one unit. Become one unit. And then, you know, when you practice and scrimmage against the ones or the starters at practice, bring it.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I love that. You're developing almost two teams in two, you know, areas there to when you could come out. Because, again, I go back to the Phoenix Suns days of the Bob Squad and all those different things. If you can bring another unit that can't wait to play with one another and share and excite the crowd, dude, man, I love that.
I'll do you one better. One of the biggest things that we used to say about even let's go back as far as the Hornets were,
yep.
People would leave us and play for other teams and be really, really good. And it'd be a question on our development. Like, what are we doing to develop players here if every time we have a player, they leave us and then they do really good?
Yeah.
We had J.R. Smith here at one point. We had Chris Anderson here at one point. We had some really decent players. We had David West here.
Yeah.
We just couldn't keep them, and we couldn't develop them to be the players that they turned into.
Yeah, and that's what I'm talking about. Look, I'm not trying to get ahead of myself and get over excited and react, but what I hope doesn't happen, and that's why I'm referencing as, hey, come up with a second unit and tell them, look, this is what you're going to do, because you want them to grow. Yes, I get it. If not, they're going to go to the G League and get some minutes, but I think they can help.
Yeah.
That translates to an NBA game. That translates that, right? The understanding of the game, playing above the rim, being exciting, Action Jackson, what have you, little easy biggie. Go do that. So I hope it's not conventional of, okay, well, you can only come in when favors need some minutes to rest. No, make that the game plan. It's an 82-game season. That way you can build in, and that way we don't have the problem that you had with AD. If you sat him, you're done. Yes. You couldn't sit Drew. You couldn't sit those guys. Well, you can save them for your run in February, March, and April if you play these young guys early. You know? What do you got to lose? No one's expecting you to win anything. You don't have to worry about if you don't win, AD's gone.
Right.
So if you Alvin Gentry, we're going to build this year, and this year means they're going to get time on the court. I mean, that's how I look at it.
Yeah. I agree.
Don't you agree?
Yes, sir.
John Forcade's in the house. Look at you. Did you lose some weight? My goodness. Either that or he had another surgery. We'll find out. He looks good. Mr. Forcade and I will talk a little NFL storylines here as well. We're live at Vinny's 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie. You're listening to the Sports Hangover, your home for Pelicans basketball on ESPN New Orleans. Now the swing down.
the walls were shaking.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Summer's here, and there's no better time to hit the road. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence, like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help troubleshoot the likely issue. And if you need help from a repair shop, we know some of the best. Want to maximize and restore lost fuel economy? Right now, buy one bottle of Chevron Techron Complete Fuel System Cleaner and get one free. Visit us at AutoZone.com and start the job fast with free same-day store pickup and free next-day delivery. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
The Army National Guard is offering up to a $20,000 enlistment bonus and other tuition benefits to qualified candidates, including new recruits and those with prior military service. Already received your education or are currently in school? You may be eligible for up to $50,000 in student loan repayment. Learn more about the many benefits that come with serving part-time in the Army National Guard. Visit NationalGuard.com today. Sponsored by the Louisiana National Guard and aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline not only helps keep your engine running like new, it can also help you win big. When you fill up as a Fuel Rewards member, you'll be automatically entered in the Shell Great Gas Giveaway after purchasing 8 gallons or more, where you can win one of thousands of prizes, including free fuel for a year. To join, download the Fuel Rewards app or go to fuelrewards.com/win. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, no purchase necessary. Promotion ends 9/119. See official rules at fuelrewards.com/win for how to enter by mail and all details.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
800-998-1003. Mr. John 4K joining us here over, it's getting close to football season,
it is.
John. Can you believe that we are three Fridays away from practice number one?
Looking forward to
training
it, man.
Camp. You ready?
We're gonna need some sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of it.
Yep.
I'm losing hair every doggone day.
Did you hear how Jordan's going to partake in training camp?
Jordan, can't wait to hear
would
this.
Would you like to explain to Mr. Fourcade why you are? He's giving up his credential. Doesn't want it.
No, I'm not giving up the credential.
Do you know why he's giving up the credential? Go ahead, tell him.
I'm gonna keep the credential.
Uh huh.
But I'm gonna go in the fan section because they have an overhang.
Uh huh.
With some misters for the fans
this year, fans. All the stands will be covered, and there will be misters, which is great.
That is great.
It is upgraded concession stands.
Oh, yeah.
All that stuff. So he said, you know what? To heck with being out in the sun and standing and being yelled at. He's going to go sit down in the shade.
But he ain't getting any free
moisture skins.
Cough up the cash.
If I could get my snowball for $4, I think that would be worth it.
$4 snowball?
Yeah.
I don't know where you shopping at.
Well, those are the upgraded concessions. It's just not shaved ice. It's it's elite shaved ice.
The good quality is Sal's on Road, man.
It's that purified water. You
is
know?
That? Oh,
no,
yeah.
This is spring water, like spring Fiji.
Fiji water.
Fiji shaved ice. Smart water shaved ice.
Yeah, it's right around the corner. I just the rookies go in.
Right.
Rookies go in next week.
Exactly.
The 17th,
it's around the corner. Is that cool? Is that something that you like now that the last couple of years you've sort of seen at the NFL allowing? Because you saw they were at minicamp. Now, they can come in like the week before they have minicamp practice.
Right.
And it's just because of this new CBA, you don't have the practices. You don't have the time. I say this all the time. It doesn't affect the Saints perhaps nearly as much. But if you're a young player, you don't really have that much time to showcase what you can do or to make an impression, which is why OTAs is important, minicamps is important.
I'm ready to say that.
Because what do you have, John?
We didn't.
7 to 10 practices before you really really,
give or take, depends. Now, look, when I was playing, we didn't have OTAs. We had minicamp.
Right.
That was it. You know, after the draft, you brought the players and, you know, all the players there, the draft picks with us, the veterans. We would show up there. There wasn't this, you know, 1 month of OTAs, 1 month of minicamp. So, basically, it's a year-round. Their players are all, you know, they know so much. So, that's when you open training camp. You know, we had, like, 3 days. Like, the rookies, when you went to training camp, I remember you had 3 days before the vet showed up. Now it's almost a week. But these guys all know what's going on. All it is, when you show up now for training camp, the only thing is you're going to get your equipment. You know, there'll be some days you get, you know, get to put the equipment on. It's a little different. They do a little bit differently. You don't hit as much. You don't do a lot of time on the field. It's strictly changed. I mean, we had 3 days, and, I mean, brutally, you know, you're out there, and you're sucking and everything, but it's way, way different. I can't compare what we did with Dade.
Right.
But they know way more now going into training camp. It's not like when we got there, we showed training. Here's your playbook. You know, you had a little bit of mini camps. The mini camps we had was we had it 3 days, and you came back like 2 weeks later, or, you know, and you had 3 days again. That was it. It wasn't like OTAs and mini camps were almost it's a week to 10 days basically. But these guys now go to camp, they know everything. The Saints organization, like any NFL, they know these players already.
Oh, yeah.
They already know them. This is just bodies in camp. They get these guys there. But with the new CBA and everything, it's a cakewalk.
One of the things that Travis was talking about with me earlier in the show, John, is Melvin Gordon running back over there for the Chargers says, I want a new payday or trade me. Which led us talking about the
this ain't
new
the
CBA.
NBA. This ain't
coming.
The NBA now. You go out there and demand all that. This
now,
is the NFL.
Now
they don't play games.
That said, being an alum and understanding that, what do you think is the main changes that are going to come in the CBA? I'm saying players should ask for guaranteed money or guaranteed portions of their contract in terms of maybe you do it by years of service and mean this, right? The older John you got, the less chance likely they're going to see the length of term of your contract.
Right.
They can release you.
Correct.
They can ask you for a pay cut. They can do all those different things. So you don't really get rewarded with longevity in the NFL. In the NBA, the longer you go, the more your max contract can be.
But now here's what you got to look at. NBA don't give you sign-in bonuses. That is basically your guaranteed money in the NFL. But now, the point with that is this. Not all players in the NFL are going to get signing bonuses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's, for example, say you got an average player. He signs with New Orleans. We give you, you know, let's say $100,000 signing bonus. You come in, whatever deal, and, oh, you do pretty good, okay? Or you don't do pretty good. Well, the odds are if you do really good, you're going to re-sign a contract. Maybe you'll get a $4 million signing bonus. Okay, say you play 3 years under that contract with a $100,000 signing bonus, and after the third year they say, you're cut. Well, all you pretty much got out of it was your base pay
Correct.
And $100,000. That is not like it in the NBA. NBA, you're seeing guys sign out two-year contracts, $15 million a year.
That's for low.
Danny Green, wait, the Green guy.
Yeah.
He can have a hangnail, sit on the bench for
Correct.
42 doggone games
Correct.
And play 12. He's getting his money.
Travis, we saw it here with Peja Stojakovic. He got injured and he couldn't do anything about it. He couldn't do anything about it. He couldn't play and he didn't play and you still had to pay him. Along those lines, John, that's why I'm asking. Travis and I sort of talked about it. I think we both sort of agree. Maybe you look at it as, you know, per your, like Mark Ingram, this was probably his last big payday, right? In terms of running backs, when you get to the 30s and above, it starts going down and everything. Maybe part, you know, if you can make it, maybe by percentage, or is it by years, or
maybe if you
terms
limit
of
the,
service?
Limit the number of years per position, actually. Maybe that'll work as well. Like running backs have shorter deals than quarterbacks
right.
and stuff like
that.
I think you
need
that.
To that do what you say. I think the, when you project, punters make this, kickers make this, what it should be.
Right.
But here's your problem, too. When you look at the guarantees in baseball, guarantees in basketball, that's outrageous. Okay, football's it's not what people think it is. Yeah, they show these big $100 million contract. Yeah, but the players never reach that. Sean Payton, I mean Peyton Manning never got his $100-something million. He got maybe 70-80 out of it, the 100-something.
Right.
Now here's another thing: when you look at these guys' contracts, and then you talk about the NBAs and things of that nature, these players that play professional football, I'm looking at these guys going, okay, we don't have the money that we want to get right now, because you got to be the best of the best to get that big $80 million contract.
Right.
You know,
and that's what I'm talking about.
You don't get in baseball.
Your Julio Jones, your Brady's, you're right. They're going to get paid. I mean, Thomas, they're going to get paid. But so that's what I'm talking about. Some of these other guys, and obviously we've talked a lot about your surgeries. We have fun with it. But there's no sport that puts their players in, or not puts their players. It's choosing. You're willing. I get it. But you have a greater risk of injury and long-term issues because of it. That's the fact. So that's what I'm saying. If I'm the players going to the next CBA, I think, hey, let's say you, John, you're a quarterback. You've hit your 10th year. Okay, so quarterbacks 10 years or older, 70% of their contract has to be guaranteed. Even if you're a backup and you get the $1 million deal, it's the minimum, but 70% of that is guaranteed. You know what I'm getting at?
Yeah, I have no problem with that. Now, here's the only issue I have, and I keep distracting myself here, is that when you talk about these teams and players and money, why don't we do it like the incentive part of it? You know, you got guys that got a $50 million sign and bonus, and he sucks. He has a rough year. I tell it straight off the bat. He has a bad year. Boy, guess what? He don't care. You got $50 million. I played with a guy here who was at his final year. They loaded him up. He got all his big money. The following year, they got traded because he got his money, didn't play like he played the year before. And I'm saying this. When I was playing, they back-end you. If you played and you made the Pro Bowl, they loaded you up. But don't give these guys money up front. Now, that's in the football part of it. No, baseball and basketball is different. They need to start doing this in baseball and basketball. I'm not going to give a guy $100 million in baseball. He's batting 212, 232, right. 40 RBIs, and struck out
Bryce
68.
Offer.
Yeah, you know, no, yeah. I mean, that's true.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, but that's what I'm killing sport.
I hear you. But that's what I'm saying. As a member of the NFL, alum and a player, do you not think you guys of any of the sports should have guaranteed money? The NFL makes the most of everybody.
You got more players.
Right.
All right.
But again, that's why I say do it based on years of service and percentage.
That's one way you can go about it.
Right. Percentage, meaning like $1 million contract guaranteed is $700,000, right? 70% or something like that. If the players are going to get paid, they're already negotiating most of their money guaranteed. Your quarterbacks, your Michael Thomases, your Cam George, they're already doing that. I'm talking about the other players.
It's just for the other players. You got 53 players. 10 of them getting the money. The rest of them,
I said that earlier.
You're fighting for chump change as best you can get. I know it's right. I ain't saying mean chump change.
It is.
But if you're making $860,000 a year, right. And this guy's making $15 million a year,
and
you're producing much as he
is. And what happens to that guy that's making maybe 450 or 6 something, right? Week 2, Sean Payton needs a roster spot open. It's done. You're done.
Mm-hmm. I get what I said.
Okay.
So you might be making 860, and guess what happened? Next year you make $1 million. Well, come third year they say, you know what, we're gonna get rid of you because I'm gonna go back down to the 860 guy, and he's just our 55th guy or 53rd guy or 49th guy. But if you're 1 through 10, they'll suffer and sit with you even though you're playing bad and you're not doing very well because they owe you the money. They want to get whatever they can get out of you. When guys are at the end of their deals, that's why I say you give them quarterbacks. You're a 10-year veteran quarterback. The most you can make is $12 million.
It just goes back to what I was saying.
Just
like,
do it. You cap him. You slot it.
Yeah.
And then you give him, you know, you make the all-star. You throw 4,000 yards.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to give you $3 million. I'm going to give you $5. Now your money comes up. But if you give it to him up front, they get late. They don't play like it.
Albert Haynesworth.
Well, I was going to say, Gerald McCoy is one of those issues I was talking about with Tampa Bay. Guy did everything there. He performed. Community loved him, did everything well. Tampa's like, too expensive, you're done.
Well, that's the rules of the league.
That's what I'm getting at. That $9 million that he was supposed to get, now's not getting it. But if he had played in years of service, some of that would have been guaranteed is all I'm saying.
Let him go out and work at Denny's.
But he did, though. That's what I'm saying. Bar. He did earn that contract, but by being released, he doesn't get it anymore. That's why I'm saying, if I'm a player, I want somebody I guarantee.
Let me tell you what. The NFL owners are smart. Yeah. NFL owners are smart. The NBA basketball guys, they're just throwing money at people.
Right.
Leftovers. Guys who's going to be the 12th man on the bench. I'm sitting down there making $5 million a year. Oh, you want me to go in? Not this week. Let me go.
I will foul out of my mind.
In hockey. What are they doing in hockey?
Miss every shot if you give me a 10-day.
Tell me what they
I'll
do.
Have fun with it.
What are they
it.
Doing hockey? They got a guy who goes out there just to get fouls and penalties.
I got John Forcade fired up here. Yeah. He wants to be commissioner of the NBA.
All of the league.
Supreme Commissioner Forcade, Travis. of the LeBron-geless Lakers. He loves him some LeBron, by the way.
And he wearing a Kawhi hat?
Well, no, not a Kawhi. Just a Raptors hat.
Well, Kawhi will be a Laker in 2 years when LeBron leaves. Anyways, the sports
Kawhi is overrated. I don't care what anybody says.
On ESPN New Orleans.
Common sense. It's missing in government today.
Big Mike Fazy. He's not a politician.
I'm Mike Fazy, and I care about our future. This community is made of talented, hardworking people who deserve more.
Big Mike Fazy, focused on finding solutions.
To grow our economy, improve schools, and tackle coastal erosion, we need new leaders who will say no to the good old boy system and just deliver results.
Big Mike Fazy, State Senate.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Michael Fazy Sr.
Today is the day for doing at the Home Depot's Pack Store Save event. Get a variety of HDX shelving units, then fill them with Tough Totes, including 27-gallon totes, a special buy at just $8.98. These durable black and yellow totes are strong enough to stack and durable enough to last. Put everything in its place and get yourself to the right place. The Pack Store Save event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid until August 25th while supplies last.
At a young age, I learned how fragile life is. When I was 11 years old, my mom was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. As the oldest child, I quickly became her secondary caregiver, which has forever shaped me. We helped my mom through multiple recurrences for 4 years before losing her to this devastating disease. At the time, treatment options were limited. All we could do was retreat with chemotherapy and watch and wait and hope. It was so hard for us to hear that the doctors thought they had it, but truly didn't. My time with my mom was cut short, but now, women living with recurrent ovarian cancer have options like maintenance therapies, which can extend their time in response and delay recurrence. These options mean power in an otherwise powerless situation. That's why I stand together with care partners and women living with ovarian cancer to declare Not On My Watch. Visit notonmywatch.com to learn more.
Hi, Buster Olney here, and my friends at Marathon are really helping you save, because right now you can get 5 cents off every gallon every day with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
When you're sick, you want to be close to home. World-class medicine doesn't require a trip to the city, because the best care is close to home at Thibodeau Regional. We're continually adding new services, and our team of physicians has grown to more than 250.
That's a lot of doctors.
More doctors, more services, treating more conditions.
And keeping more families healthy.
World-class medicine, right here, close to home at Thibodeau Regional.
Talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
John 4K with his game face on, baby. I had him fired up going into the break. And then
what happens when you come back from vacation.
I was letting everybody know what we're going to be the next topic. Jason Giles of the King Firm joining us here as well. Jason, how are you?
I'm great, man. And it was getting real off the air just a second ago.
That's a good panel, guys.
That's the job.
Jason. We got Jordan interns off the air.
Thank you. Wow.
He's over on the computer on farmersmarket.com. He's looking for his date.
Sarah cackling in the background. No, it's the job of a good host. Because the question I posed out there a little bit ago, and we're getting some feedback and responses. Name me the top three receiving core in the NFL. John, next hour we're going to get into why I was kind of referring to this. Because right now we're in that period 2-3 weeks before training camps start, Jason. You're going to see lists. Right? CBSSports.com is going to have lists. Fox Sports is going to have lists. ESPN has lists. Top corners, safeties, receivers, quarterbacks going into the new season. And what I found interesting was in a lot of the lists so far, you haven't seen Saints players in the top linebacker, safety, corner. You had Lattimore at 7, top 10, but things of that nature. Yet, cumulatively, you could say the Saints are overall one of the top teams, even though you don't have top 10 players at every position. in the NFL. So that kind of got me going into this route.
It's like a wedding.
Okay.
Right? The Saints are the bride and groom, and everybody else is, they don't talk about everybody else. You want to talk about the bride
right.
and groom.
That's right.
Saints have everybody else but the bride and groom.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how the NFL is these days. You know, you talked about what you talked about all these receivers and stuff.
Well, that's what I was asking. What is the top three teams that have the best receiving core, Jason? We're getting Browns, Rams, Chargers. We're getting a couple other ones, Falcons, Browns, Saints. I don't have the Saints in the top three. I'm in the middle. But it may be inside the top ten. You disagree. You say the Saints are definitely one of the top three. What are your top three teams you think right now receiving core?
Well, and I said the Saints, and I said the Chiefs, and I didn't give you a third. And my point was, and of course, it started the discussion.
And we jumped all over you.
They jumped all, literally, four big guys beat me up.
But I think it's a good point. Go ahead.
So Drew Brees, and I use this example all the time, Drew Brees has made average players look amazing at the wide receiver position. So to me, the question of who has the best wide receiving core, if we're talking about pure athleticism, that's a different question to me as a fan than who's going to be the best receiving core at the end of the year. We're looking at numbers for yards, yards after catch, touchdowns, and I don't think you can have that conversation and not have the Saints and the Chiefs based on the quarterbacks alone in that conversation.
Yeah, awesome.
And the Patriots, but again, and y'all made some good points offline, there are better, more prolific passing quarterbacks than Brady, even though he's the all-time greatest winning quarterback.
But your point is
no
there's a correlation.
No offense to Mr. Forkade, who I grew up watching, okay. But still.
But that's your point.
There's
a correlation.
You grew up watching.
I was a teenager.
Oh, yeah. You got more gray in that beard than I got in mine.
No question.
But that's my point. You're making the correlation that the quarterbacks – and the receiving core come one and one.
So let's qualify the question. Are we asking
best
receiving core when we sit here at the end of the season?
Talent-wise.
And go, did you see the numbers that these guys put up? You cannot answer that question without including the quarterback versus who's the most athletic team of receivers that can do the most?
Yeah, to me, it's the Browns right now.
Before the season starts.
I'll give you a good one, okay? Nobody talks about how good the Vikings are. At receiver?
But their
quarterback is terrible.
Well, I'm afraid. There's a difference between terrible and having a bad offensive line and bad play
calling. He looks terrible.
He did. He played pretty good in Washington at times. But you were right. When you talk about receiving, that's like saying, okay, what about the running backs? Well, you better have a good line if you ain't running the ball.
100%.
You need an offensive line. So your question, Gus, was a good one there, but it's a two-part. It's what – great receiving core with the quarterbacks. What great receiving core straight right now? You look at the Cleveland Browns; they got fantastic receiving core. I'm not sold on the quarterback.
That's right.
Yeah.
What's the end of the year going to look like?
Right. You got Drew Brees, Tom Brady. You talk about that, and Brady puts up good numbers, and Drew. But look at the position that he's played, and what is their offensive philosophy? Mm-hmm. They're not throwing home run balls. Drew is. I'm going to throw the tight ends. I'm going to Travis at tight ends, running backs, short stuff. That's what Tom Brady was doing all his life.
Yeah.
Running backs, tight ends, and the slot receivers. So when you do this, you got to break it down.
And I agree. But then I come and I say, well, but if you look at Yak for these receivers, for these players, Drew does a lot of dump-offs, but those guys take off 30, 40 yards after. So then I go, well, man, the routes run really well by the receiver, so do they get credit for that?
Well, speaking from, and I know Mr. 4K can go along with this, speaking from someone playing the game and whatnot, Yak is more of a testament to who I am.
Correct.
Not a testament to how good my quarterback is.
Yep.
Because if I'm Tyreek, man, we've seen Tyreek Hill just take two steps, come back in the line, catch a negative two-yard pass, and turn it into an 80-yard, you know, 80-yard
real quickly before you break.
Right. Or Odell or any of those guys.
Yes.
I held the Saints' longest touchdown passing record until Heath Shute, of all people, came and broke. I threw an 88-yard touchdown. Michael Waters. You know how far I threw the pass? 5-yard tight end drag. He took it the rest of the way. It don't go in a book telling me Michael Waters, 5-yard catcher. He ran it, you know, 80 yards.
Right.
83 yards. No, it just says 88-yard touchdown pass. John Forkett has the record. Mm-hmm. So that's what we got to look at. But, like, let's be honest. The Saints right now, who's the best? They got one receiver. That's it.
Well, that's why I don't have them in the top three, just because of that. Now, he's very good, and he's one of the top three receivers.
But we're talking about a core. We're talking about the whole.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right. And that's why I think the quarterback. Because we're talking about the core.
That's a good point.
And again, but again, if we're talking right now as we sit here, who has the, and this would be the question I would say then, who has the most athleticism and the best opportunity to be the best core versus coming back at the end of the season and saying, well, the quarterback didn't get the ball.
Then that's Cleveland.
That's Cleveland and probably Atlanta.
Yep. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Washington. I mean, and, Vikings.
And the Vikings. Yeah. Right. Great receiver.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Jason Giles, Travis, John 4K. Can you stick around for two more minutes after the top of the hour? I got to ask you about the baby birds and you can leave.
I do love my baby birds.
I got to ask you about the baby birds. Don't go anywhere. It's the baby birds. The young New Orleans Pelicans.
Oh.
There we go. We'll be back.
John's going to take a nap.
It's baby birds. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.